Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Where are you?
I am calling out of the Nashville area.
Okay.
I was talking to your producer, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. Please don't hang up. This is going to sound kind of crazy, but I'm from 2036.
I will not hang up. You're not John Teeter, are you?
No, the name I'm giving you is Tom. I'm not going to give my real name.
Your 2036 name.
Right.
All right, now you got to tell me a little bit about this. What are you doing back here?
My dad's going to die April 15th of this year, and I work for the government in 2036, so I had an opportunity by knowing someone to actually come back, and he died when I was, he died when I was 5 years old, and got an opportunity to come back and see him a little bit and stuff before
he
actually goes.
Does he know who you are?
Kinda. He doesn't believe me, but he does believe me because of the resemblance that I do carry from myself.
You've got to tell me how you came back, first of all, and then what you said to him when you did come back. But first of all, can you explain the technology that got you back here?
Not really, because I'm not a genius on that part. I'm just a guy that pushes buttons.
Is it a machine?
Yeah, it's a machine in a vehicle. That way my vehicle can be mobile, so nobody can grab it.
You have it hidden away somewhere, I take it?
In a garage.
Does it look like a car?
Pretty much, like a dune buggy type of car.
It's like I don't know if you ever saw the movie Back to the Future, did you?
No.
Oh, all right. They've got a DeLorean. They use that as a car, as a time machine.
Now, this is a dune buggy, you know, surrounded in titanium metal. And
you set the gauges and stuff for the year you want to end up, or how does that work?
I didn't set the gauges. It was set by the designers of the vehicle.
When do you go back?
Tomorrow.
Oh, you will go back tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I've actually tried calling you for the last couple of weeks. This is my dad's favorite station.
Said, though, that your dad's going to pass on April 15th?
Right. He doesn't even know it right now.
Oh, my God. How does he die?
Cancer. He gets at work. He gets hit with a steel bar in the back of his neck, which cracks his neck, and he doesn't know that he even has cancer right now.
And
his neck, it spreads viciously through his body.
Oh my!
In 2 weeks, they wouldn't let me come back any time earlier for fear that I might try to stop and get him treatment.
It's tempting to stop this, isn't it?
It is, but you can't mess with it. You can't. You got to let fate lay as it is.
Are there a lot of time travelers that have come back to these kinds of time periods?
I believe so. I've heard of a few. I've heard of a few. I don't know any directly.
What was your occupation in 2036? What did you do?
I am in the Marine Corps.
Well, I spent 9 years Navy, so I can understand and appreciate that. And this was your request to come back?
Right, because I never knew my dad, and I started having some psychological problems, and some things have been missing. My mom abandoned us. My older brother raised me from the time after my dad died, because I got an older half brother from a previous marriage from my dad.
In the year 2036, is it well known that time travel is available?
Yeah. Pretty much, I guess. A lot of people know about it. I'm sure of it.
Do you go to a time travel store or?
No. You gotta know someone.
Okay, so it's not readily available to everybody.
No, not everybody can actually come back. In fact, the phone I'm on right now is bought in this time, and its earpiece is horrible. I have actually a built-in earpiece in my ear for my phone. In 2036, which does not work for these phones.
What can you tell us about the year 2036? I mean, did we have any major wars along the line? What happened?
Nothing major. The reason why I'm actually calling is because I've listened to your show for the last 3 weeks with my dad, and he's just amazed that I'm actually back in 2036. He asked me questions, what's he doing? What am I doing now? And it just hurts so bad that I can't tell him.
You
that
can't
he's not
tell
there.
Him. Is he? He's not listening to the show right now, is he?
No.
Okay.
No, he's in bed. I've actually tried calling a few times, and I wasn't sure. And I've actually had to trade out phones because I wasn't sure if I'm bugged from 2036. And every time I got through, and then some mysteriously I got disconnected.
When you first saw your father, when you went back, what was it like for you?
I cried. I followed him around basically for a couple of weeks. Not really a couple of weeks, a couple of days.
Before you introduced yourself to him?
Yeah, he looked at me. Do I know you? that type of thing. I'm 35 now.
Yeah.
I was born November 11th, 2000.
Now, now that you're back here, where is the you from 2005?
I'm running around right now I'm in bed, but normally time I'm running around playing hell on my dad. Can I say that in this time?
Well, you can get by with that word, sure.
Okay.
Have you talked to yourself?
Yeah. I'm just a friend to myself. And it's, you know what's really, really weird is instant memories that you get from when you're, 4 years old,
yeah,
on 5 years old, and when you meet somebody. And then you know now who you are, but you didn't know when you were a kid, and it just comes flowing into your head from two different views, from a little kid looking at a guy that's just a family friend, and now older, looking at myself.
There must be something to see yourself.
Recognizing who I am now, but not knowing who I am then. It's the memory flows are really weird.
As a Marine in 2036, did you see any action?
No.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I've got some answers for you, actually. The reason why I'm calling is because I've listened to your show in probably two big topics, and I've heard a couple people ask me about Iraq in 2036 and what goes on over there, and I got some answers that I just wanted to share with you.
What happens?
And I don't know how direct I can be, and I do have answers for a lot of other things, some things I can't talk about. I can't make you rich. I can't prevent people from dying. That's just... that calls for immediate termination of my life.
You can't give us lottery numbers.
I wouldn't know lottery numbers if you asked. I'd have to bring the information. I'd have to go in the archive, look them up, and bring them back with me. So, a lot of things that I do know, I only know from, growing up and stuff. And I know y'all talk about I heard you talk about chemtrails.
Chemtrails, yes, absolutely.
They're real. Chemtrails are real, and there's a purpose for chemtrails.
What are they, though? I think it's either weather manipulation or they're trying to dumb us down with something.
It's weather manipulation. And the best example I can give you is open up the first page of the Bible, and it talks about Genesis.
Yep.
And in this time, which is really neat, I get to see the beginning of the Genesis that they're practicing here for Mars.
So we get through 2012 in pretty good shape, huh?
Yeah. Depends what you consider pretty good shape. I consider it pretty good shape. And we are attempting Genesis on Mars, and we're testing chemtrails here.
Do we still have weird weather situations along the line?
We have always. Yeah, we're always going to have weird weather, I guess. I'm a little nervous right now.
Well, but you're going back tomorrow.
I have to go back tomorrow. I have to. There's no choice.
And you will not come back again?
I don't know. Only the future can hold that decision.
Well, let's see.
UFOs you guys have talked about, too.
Are they real?
Well, yeah. They're actually so real. In your time, I believe, we've actually laughed about this in our time. You have a law. Well, we have a law, but when I say you, I mean your time. On the federal books, right now, that states that it's against the law for any citizen to talk to extraterrestrials. Why is that? There's your answer.
That's a bizarre law.
It's on the federal books right now. You can look it up. I believe it's still enacted right now in this time, but we'd laugh about it because they would, you all would talk about UFOs. Are they real? There's many different cultures of extraterrestrials. There's people that look like us that we are from. And then there's people that don't look like us. There's people that are really tiny. There's tall. There's little. It's a big mixture. And people do get picked up by UFOs, and they are used to help repopulate using pregnancies and semen from males.
I want you to do me a favor.
And I also got one other thing. We are still in Iraq in year 2036.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to be there for a long time.
They will not let us leave. They don't want us to leave.
I'm going to be 86 in 2036.
85.
I want you
still alive.
If I'm still alive, I want you to come find me and tell me you're the guy who talked to me on Coast to Coast. Would you do that for me?
Yeah, how do I get, I need a...
Well, I don't know where I'm going to be when I'm 86, but I mean, you got to find me.
Could your producer, after I get done talking to you, give me some info about you so I can know where at least to start?
All you got to do is keep monitoring this program somehow. I'm sure into the future, all you got to do is go on Google and just track me down.
Google?
Yeah. You know what Google is?
No, I don't know what a Google is.
It's a search engine on computers. You still have computers, don't you?
Oh, man, our computers are the size of our walls, our TVs, our telephones, our TVs, our shopping, and everything is done right out of it. Everything's done out of one location.
Well, you have a safe trip into the future, and again, our condolences about the impending passing of your father.